afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, it's Thursday, August the 30th. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by the Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898. The web address, republictradinggroup.com or eaglesup.com. They will all get you there. Well, needless to say, the markets today were waiting with great anticipation for what Alan Greenspan, what Ben Bernanke is going to be saying from Wyoming tomorrow. And a lot of people say he's not going to be an Alan Greenspan. There's speculation as to what will the Fed do? Will they lower rates? Will they leave rates the same? Will Ben Bernanke offer a olive branch to the failing real estate market? All questions and no answers till tomorrow. According to Reuters, U.S. stocks fell today on mounting concerns that credit market upheaval will erode bank profits and hold back consumer spending. But optimism about corporate investments helped lift technology shares. There's always a silver lining. Trading volume was light and volatile once again, based on everybody waiting for the key speech from Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke that could shed light on the prospects for a cut in the Fed's benchmark interest rate. The big catalyst for Thursday's drop came from Lehman Brothers, which slashed earnings estimates on its investment banking peers, warning about the impact of faltering credit markets on profits. Uh-oh. They are starting to eat their own. Dow Jones Industrial Averages closed down 50 points to 13,238. The Standard & Poor's 500 Index was down just a little over 6 points. At 1,457, and the NASDAQ was up 2 points. That's why there was exuberance, and closed at 2,565. Metals complex, likewise, everybody was waiting for the Fed tomorrow. Gold closed down 50 cents on the day. Why does it always do this? Don't ask me. It's cursed, I swear. Gold closed at $666.60. Man, it's tough. Let's hope we get a little correction in Asia. We don't have to sit on that 66666 thing. We'll bring you the rest of the market numbers when we return.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Welcome back to the flip side for a Thursday. And no, we don't want to control the world. We just want to tell the world the truth. And sometimes it gets tough. Because the truth is very uncomfortable to some people. Anyway, back to the metals. Silver closed down a nickel today at $11.86. Platinum was $7 at $1,262. Palladium was flat at $3.29. And thankfully, in the Asian market, gold is off 80 cents at $665.80. Silver is flat, platinum flat, palladium flat. Crude oil up 20 cents on the day. Crude oil closed at $73.56 the barrel. Enjoy cheap gasoline prices at the pump while you can. My prediction, prices will rise on Tuesday of next week. Funny how they do that. U.S. dollar index closed at 80.76. Dollar was marginally higher on the day, once again held in the headlights by the Bernanke speech. And who knows? And then nobody knows. We can speculate what Bernanke is going to do. The Kramers and the Kudlows of the world want Ben Bernanke to bail out people who made irresponsible loans, shouldn't have loans in the first place. Corporations that made irresponsible bets shouldn't have made them in the first place. And now they want the taxpayer to bail them out for people making bad decisions. I granted Ben Bernanke stuck between a rock and a hard place. Well, what's he going to do? Adhere to the calls of the crowd, or is he going to stay in pat and do nothing about lowering interest rates and just let the market correct itself? And it will be brutal. But considering it's the start of a three-day weekend, I'm sure Mr. Bernanke is not going to say anything that's going to give any joy to the likes of Mr. Kramer or Mr. Kudlow. Rather, he'll be cautiously optimistic that the Fed stands ready to spring into action at any time, like they did today. They sprung into action today, the tune of some, how much did they pump in today? Federal Reserve pumped in $10,000 million into the financial system to help beat back a widening credit crisis. Since August the 9th, the U.S. Central Bank has injected a total of 147 $1,000 million. I hope that puts it into a little bit more context than just saying $145.25 billion. I mean, that means nothing. When you think of the enormity of $147,000 million, now you're talking about some real money. And what has it done to alleviate the problem? Absolutely nothing. Which obviously also means something bad is happening out there. And it could get a lot worse. Anyway, this is a story out of the AP. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke is suggesting that policymakers look for ways to encourage a wider range of mortgages geared for low-income and other borrowers who've been hard hit by the housing slump and credit crunch. Ben Bernanke was writing in a letter to Senator Charles Chucky Schumer that was released yesterday, said the Fed is keeping close tabs on financial markets and is prepared to act as needed to ensure spreading credit problems that have rocked Wall Street in recent weeks don't hurt the economy. It's a message the central bank has been sending as the markets have grown turbulent. So, I say to you, Mr. Bernanke, tomorrow will not say anything of import, which could be disappointing to the traders. Depends on what time he says. It's always interesting to watch when they have, and I think it's early, too. I think the market's actually open when he gives a speech, which is always wondrous to deal with as we watch the knee-jerk reactions of the 30-something hedge fund traders. By the way, let me tell you how bad things are. I was watching a senior analyst of hedge funds today, and I didn't know there were so many hedge funds out there, but there are 10,000, plus or minus, give a few hundred here or there, that are in operation in America today as we speak. It's a new phenomena for Wall Street. It was a quick way of making lots of money for brokers and hedge fund managers, and basically screwing the people who invested in the hedge funds. And it's Wall Street. Hello, wake up, smell the coffee, deal with the real world. Out of those 10,000 hedge funds, he estimates that less than 30% of them are going to survive November. He said better than 50% of them are already upside down by 40% or more in the last month. These are hedge funds, he says, used excessive leverage. The ones that are going to survive, and he estimates when the dust settles and everything is cleared out, there are probably only going to be about 40 hedge funds in operation in America come November. Now, somebody else out there smells something going on. Now, I haven't brought this particular story up because, first of all, it appeared in one of those obscure web pages. And I'm always I learned very early on about, it's because what my dad told me. If you believe everything you read, you must eat everything you see. So I'm a skeptic to begin with. And it's like the other day when the Senator Leahy problem broke out. I initially thought when I read it, it was so absurd when I read it. I thought it was one of those satirical sites that were just, as is a lot of them. And it's hard to figure out which one is true and which one was not. But I took the chance on Wednesday when I traced, I'll learn to speak English in a moment, when I traced it back to Roll Call. Now, Roll Call is a very respected magazine, so I thought, well, then that's fair. I can put that out on Wednesday. The fine senator was caught in the men's bathroom. You know the thing that really upsets me about that? It's making Bill Clinton look almost saintly. But anyway, this is a story that has appeared a number of times. Now today it's appeared in thestreet.com. And thestreet.com, if you don't know, was originally owned by Mr. Cramer. I think he still has an interest in the website. But I submit to you that thestreet.com wouldn't print just a harebrained story from the internet without checking the facts, because you can check the facts. You can check to see what options are being taken out on the financial markets. Let me share the story. It's by Stephen Smith. He says, as if the mortgage market meltdown wasn't enough to spook investors, some market players express concerns about unusual options bets that some observers have dubbed the Ben Laden trades. The blogospheres and options trading desks have been rife with speculation about these trades, which are unusually large bets that the market will make a huge move in the next month. Some entity or entities has taken a large position on extremely deep in the money S&P 500 options, both puts and calls, and it won't pay off unless the market undergoes an extreme large price move between now and the options expiration on September the 21st. However, Dan Pepper, a partner at Peak Six, one of the largest option market makers and proprietary trading firms, has confirmed that the trades are part of a box spread trade. This was done as a package in which the box spread was used as a means of alternative financing at more attractive interest rates, explained Mr. Pepper. Simply put, two parties agree to trade the box at a price that essentially splits the difference between the current rates. And then they go into numbers, and I always tell you it's bad doing numbers on the radio because it doesn't make any sense. So what we've got here is we've got a huge bet that has been placed in the options market, basically calling for a major downside correction in the financial markets between now and September the 21st. The exact financial contribution to this option is not really known, but some have speculated it's in the many millions of dollars. The question is, who would be that crazy to speculate on a declining market between now and September the 21st? I don't know. I'm just sharing the story with you.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Got an email from someone said it's not Patrick Leahy that was caught in the bathroom. It's Senator Craig. Well, you make these mistakes. My apologies to Senator Leahy if he was listening. Anyway, another reason to stay out of public restrooms. Bloomberg is reporting that help-wanted advertising in U.S. newspapers fell in July to the lowest level since I was 6 years old, 1958. The Conference Board Index dropped to 25 last month from 26 in June. The New York-based business group said today the gauge is down from 31 a year earlier and matched economists' forecast. The trend in the help-wanted measure has fallen since 2000 as print media has been losing advertising to the Internet. Well, the question is whether or not this is true. If the help wanted index is now at its lowest level since 1958, that means that there's not many jobs out there, that people are advertising in the newspaper, which could also mean that there's a lot more people on the dole. Is that possible? You see, the dole is a word that's used in jolly old England. We should learn lessons from jolly old England and how they screwed everything up with their socialist agenda of providing cradle-to-grave protection. Yeah, same old stuff. Well, we got to provide a safety net for those who fall on hard times and become unemployed. Well, noble cause, no question. The problem is that over the years, the socialists have upped the amount of money that you can get being unemployed in Great Britain to such an extent that they've upped it to the level where nobody really has to go and work in Britain anymore. And is it a wonder they have crime rates as big as they are? According to the Daily Mail, the number of households in which nobody works for a living rose to more than 3 million this summer, according to official British figures revealed yesterday. Among them were a growing number of lone parent families, the first increase in the figure for single parent homes entirely dependent on benefits in 5 years. I mean, why go and work for a job? Work for a living, grinding away at a factory somewhere where you can get exactly the same money for sitting on your butt and doing absolutely nothing and sucking off the teat of government. It's a reason for the social chaos that is taking place in Britain and as we speak. The country is disintegrating because of its adoption of this multicultural society, which doesn't work. People seem to think that you can get people of different ethnicities and races and religions, that you can all sit together, hold hands, sing Kumbaya, and people will get on together. It's a myth. It doesn't happen. The only way it can possibly work if there's a common denominator that they all agree with and share in, which there's never, because they encourage independence. Preach your own religion, practice your own beliefs. Well, different religions and belief systems and cultures and ethnicities do not function together. And right now what you've got going on in Great Britain is a complete disintegration of its society. Brits are fleeing their own country. They've even given up trying to fight the system over there. Not that they really did fight the system, because they're so wimpy and politically correct. They didn't want to stand up and chastise the multicultural philosophy that was being injected upon them. So subsequently, what do they do, as all Brits do? Keep a stiff upper lip, suck it in, and move somewhere else. What's happening here in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Nobody wants to admit it, but it's a fact of life. It's a reason for all the stress and strife that we have going on out there as we speak. It's the adoptions of these silly notions which were created large part by my generation, which has to be the dumbest generation in centuries. This baby boom generation is completely brain dead. The other day we were talking about fat kids. Why are there so many fat kids today? Why is obesity a problem? Well, you hear from the heads of education, well, it's Coca-Cola, it's French fries. So now you've got whole industries changing their whole makeup, where now fast food tastes like what it always tastes. Well, it actually, it tastes crappier than it used to taste. Now it's got no taste. It's disgusting. You know, give me French fries fried in real fat. But that's their thought process. Well, it's all the fatty food out there making kids. No, I tell you what's making kids fat. It's the stupid baby boomers who were most probably little wimps when they were at school, who got beaten up on a regular basis, and now they're getting their comeuppance because they're in positions of power. Colorado Springs. An elementary school has banned tag on its playground after some children complained they were harassed or chased against their will. Now, what do you think they did in Colorado Springs? How do you think they solved this problem? We'll have that for you when we return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Thursday, the day before the long weekend, Cindy Fasgen, another recipient of the soon-to-be-announced repeal of the 19th Amendment poster children. She is the assistant principal of the Discovery Canyon Campus School. She says the reason they are banning tag is it causes a lot of conflict on the playground. Running games are still allowed, she says, as long as students don't chase each other. Ferguson said two parents complained to her about the ban, but most parents and children didn't object to the ban because she got a complaint by one of the parents that one of the little children were hurt when they were playing tag. So now you get kids sitting in a classroom for 2.5 hours with pent-up testosterone, as kids do. They get a break where they can go and finally release their energies, and they're not allowed to do anything. You wonder why kids are fat? I mean, it's this brain dead baby boomer philosophy that you got to stop kids from doing anything that can harm themselves. In other words, you got to stop children being children, and now you end up with another problem. Then rather address the real problem of why kids are fat. You blame hamburgers and hot dogs and Coca-Cola. Listen, I know a bunch of little 13-year-old surfer kids that eat hamburgers, drink Coca-Cola, and most probably a lot more really stupid food, and none of them are fat. So please explain that to me. And if you can find me a 13-year-old kid that goes surfing every time the waves are up, I'll give you a ton of gold to show me one of these kids that are fat. It's not the food that makes kids fat. It's the sedentary lifestyle that these stupid baby boomers have put these kids in. And then when the kids get out of control, because they aren't allowed to discipline the children in any way, shape, or form, what's the next solution? Because we can't harm the little mushheads, well then let's drug them to death. Let's give them kiddie cocaine and then tell them how bad drugs are. Kids are, you know, no wonder kids are all messed up. They're getting so many mixed messages coming at them all the time. They don't know which way is up or which way is down. And there's another one of these stupid philosophies that the people have. If someone does something and gets hurt doing it because of their own stupid reasons for doing it, then you punish everybody else for their stupidity. I mean, this is the same insane mentality that you find in the military. It always used to bug me. You know, because if somebody in the platoon does something wrong, then everybody's got to pay a price. According to the military, that's how we build cohesion amongst the forces. No, it's a stupid idea. Punishing the majority for the sins of one. But that's a society in which we live in. We are now paying prices for the stupidity of a lot of people. And they make these laws. These stupid politicians that sit in men's bathrooms in Minnesota make decisions about how you and I are going to live our lives. And what morality do these people have to dictate to us how we live our lives? And this is the whole problem. This Republican Party, nobody wants to say it. Let me be the first to say it. It's done. It's over. Put a fork in it. It doesn't stand for anything. Take the Republican Party platform. Take a look at it and tell me how much of it is still there. Is it a party of smaller government? Well, now that we've had a Republican Congress, a Republican Senate, and a Republican in the White House, the government has grown more in 8 years than at any other time in the history of the United States. The government has actually grown 10 times its size while Republicans... It won't wash because the facts decry that reality. And now you want me to get on to, we are the ethical party? This is the ethical party of Jack Abramoff? Of Mr. Cunningham? Of, what's that other guy, Bob Ney from Ohio? There's no ethics. And let's get on the final one, morality. What morality does the Republican Party have? You get one senator bust for soliciting a hooker, which that's his own business. But the bottom line is don't stand on a platform and beat your chest and say how moral you are, and then it proves out that you're completely immoral. We've got the Senator Craig thing, which is just the tip of the iceberg, in my opinion. The Republican Party has nothing in which to stand on. And let's not get into the silliness of this empire-building philosophy that this administration has been responsible for the deaths of millions of people. Millions of people have died because of these failed policies. Iraq's a basket case. Look, the Government Accounting Office. The other day, we went through a whole thing with David Walker, head of the Government Accounting Office. He, on the audit side of the financial side, is ringing the bell saying, hey, listen, hello, welcome to Rome. We're heading down that road again. We're heading into financial Armageddon. Anybody want to pay any attention? No, nobody wants to pay attention. Nobody wants to listen. Why is David Walker out there telling you that the country is bankrupt? Because it is. And he wants to save it. But nobody's listening and nobody's paying attention because his message is not one they want to hear. His message is one of cutting, obviously, big chunks of government bureaucracy and, unfortunately, all those welfare programs so people can't sit at home and just suck off the teat of government any longer. Yeah, all those things have to go. Otherwise, we go down the same road of dysfunctionality as Great Britain is. Once, yeah, the sun never sets on the British Empire. Well, it set a long time ago. And it's soon to set here. Because people don't want to accept personal responsibility for their actions. I mean, it's unbelievable when you look at this. So now you've got the Government Accounting Office coming out and obviously issuing a scathing report on the Bush administration. They don't know what to do about this. An independent assessment concluding that Iraq has made little political progress in recent months despite an influx of U.S. troops drew fierce pushback from the White House on Thursday and provided fresh ammunition for Democrats who want to bring the troops home. You know, listening to some of these policies, and look at the Republican, I mean, look who's heading the Republican nominee for president. a man whose philosophy is he wants to take your guns away. He wants to give the right of anybody to kill anybody, i.e. he's not pro-life, he's pro-choice. He wants to give gays rights to do whatever they want, bring it out of the bedroom, stick it in my face. This is what disgusts me about... look, I could care less what you do in your bedroom. It's not my business to know what you're doing in your bedroom. But where I get offended, where my sensibilities are offended, is when you bring whatever you do in your bedroom out and you force it down my throat that I have to accept whatever you do in your bedroom. I don't want to know what you do in your bedroom. Now, I got disgusted this week when there was a report out that the media made a big deal about that people in the 80s are having sex. I didn't want to hear that. I don't want to know what people are doing in their bedroom. Please. It's disgusting. It's almost as bad as finding out for the first time that my parents had sex. I mean, that was very disturbing for me. Anyway, this report that came out from the Government Accountability Office concluded that at least 13 of the 18 political and security goals for the Iraqi government have not been met. I'm shocked. They have no clue how to settle this conflict in the Middle East. They all say we can't leave because then there will be a bloodbath. Hello, there's already a bloodbath. It's the most frustrating thing is because history is replete with examples of what happens in these kinds of situations. It's not as though it's the first time it's happened. It's happened in the Congo. It's happened in Algeria. It's happened in Iraq. It's happened in Europe. It's happened in Northern Ireland. And we are listening to people who got the war all wrong now telling us what's going to happen if we pull out. Well, if you were wrong about the war, is it possible you could be wrong about what was going to happen when we pull out? And now the president wants $50 billion more money to fight this stupid war. And the thing that's really disappointing is the Democrats will fold like cheap suits and give it to him. They don't have the courage of their own convictions. It's a reason why approval rating for Congress is at 13%. Hitler's at 14%. And you wonder why I keep saying, look, buy gold and lots of it. 'Cause we're heading down a path that there's no reason for us to head down this path. If there was some adult supervision being taking place here, but we don't have any adult supervision. We have, unfortunately, we are consumed with the baby boom generation. And these people are complete idiots. I don't know what it was in their childhood that made them this way. I don't know whether it was all the pot they smoked in the 60s. Some people said it was. I don't believe that. These people have a generic deficiency. Could be possibly public education. It could be that these people actually graduated high school, went to college, and then got consumed by some ideological professor with gray hair that was still stuck in the Marxist revolution. I don't know what it is. But the people that are making decisions today have to be the dumbest people in the world. There's no other explanation for it. I mean, think about the guy who came up with the idea of, you know, if we could let people with bad credit, no job, no employment, buy a house. I mean, think about the person who came up with that idea. And there were a bunch of people sitting around a boardroom smoking cigars saying, you know, that would be a great idea. Then we could employ our Keynesian economic theory. We could bundle this all up into these exotic derivatives. We can call them a fancy name like collateralized debt obligations, which means absolutely nothing. Nobody can understand. You can't punch up on a computer and find out what a collateralized debt obligation is or how much it is, if you have one and you want to sell one, and we'll bundle this all up and we'll sell it to dumber people who run these institutions and these pension funds who get all this money every month and they don't know what to do with it, but they have to invest it, and we'll come up with a computer model that will make us kings of the world. We'll be able to control everything. We'll have everything so worked out that as soon as the market does zigs here, we can zag there. Well, guess what? The commuter models broke down because their philosophy was a failed philosophy to begin with. And now we're in the denial phase. And so as we march down this road, because we're in the denial phase, it's like the war. Look at the financial markets like the war. Nobody wants to accept that America has lost the war in Iraq. And the best thing to do is pull out. Learn the lessons from Vietnam. Save the lives of another 4,000 19-year-olds who are ultimately going to die in that conflict before they actually pull out, as was the case in Vietnam. Accept humility, which would go a great way to rebuilding America's prestige in the world. People have a funny thing when they see a superpower or a person of immense power, humble themselves, admit their mistakes, say they are sorry. Politician can never do this. Look at Bathroom Craig. He's still, I'm not gay. I just like having sex with men. Okay, maybe I've had a wrong definition of what gay is all these years. I didn't realize that. But just as we are in denial about the war, oh yeah, the surge is working. It's like Ben Bernanke saying, oh yeah, we've contained the subprime mortgage market. Please give me a break. Contained. Nothing's contained. We haven't even entered into the really rough 3 months yet. These adjustable rate mortgages, they haven't readjusted yet. We haven't figured out what the fallout from that is going to be. But it's just the same. It's one and the same thing. The denial about the war and the denial about the economy. We just need a little bit more time, and we'll whip those Sunnis and these Shiites into place. Come on, give me a break. Never happen. Never happen. Shouldn't have been there in the first place. You know, what I would like to see in the presidential debates, I would like to see a three-hour presidential debate where each wannabe president is given a history test. Just test him on American history. Nothing too complicated. Explain Jefferson's thinking when he wrote, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal." Tell me what you know. Give me your interpretation of that. I'd love to hear them give their answers. I'd love to hear them give their answers about the Bill of Rights. What is a Bill of Rights? Is it something that government gave us? Did government give us a Bill of Rights? Or is the Bill of Rights something that God gave us, which limits what government can do to us? I guarantee you there's only one presidential wannabe out there that knows the answer to that question. And these people want to run for president, and yet they have absolutely no concept or no understanding. And I don't mean to belittle these people, but I've never heard one word come out of any of these people's mouths that indicates to me they have any understanding or appreciation for America's founding. You listen to the folks on the left, and they want to turn America into Great Britain, once socialized mass. You listen to the Republicans, and they want to turn it into the Third Reich. It's bizarre. They'll take a break. Be right back.
United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Final segment for this Thursday. You know, I've often said that when American government policies start reflecting that of the government policies of Robert Mugabe in Zimbabwe, we are dealing with a big problem. And I can't make this stuff up. I mean, this is factual stuff. A couple of months ago, when the president signed the executive order expanding the spying on American citizens, reading their emails, listening to the telephone conversations, Robert Mugabe introduced exactly the same type of legislation and was passed by the Zimbabwean government. About a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, we learned that the military was employing clergy. That in the event of martial law, to go out and calm the sheep by telling them that government is good and that government is appointed by God, and subsequently these people were reinterpreting Romans 13. This is out of Harare today. A newly elected Zimbabwean member of parliament says Robert Mugabe was sent by God and should not be challenged in next year's watershed polls. He defined Mugabe as the leader chosen by God who should not be contested. Quoting Romans 13 in the Bible that encourages people to subject themselves to the governing authorities, the retired Army Brigadier General, that's probably one of the guys I tried to shoot while I was in the bush, said, "For there is no authority except from God, and therefore he who resists the authority resists what God has appointed, and those who resist will incur judgment." I mean, it's bizarre. It is exactly what the military is trying to get the clergy to do in the event of martial law being declared in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Back up the truck, my friends. I mean, look, it's the only advice I can give. The only advice I can give, buy gold and lots of it. Something's coming down the pike. I don't know what it is. I could be dead wrong. I don't think so. But what we've witnessed in the last 2.5 weeks of madness in the financial markets is nothing compared to what we're going to see in the next 11 weeks. We haven't even scratched the surface yet. We haven't had literally thousands of people walking away from their mortgages. It hasn't happened yet because the arms haven't adjusted. And when the arms start adjusting in the months to follow, it's going to get ugly. Well, we still have British sovereigns on offer at Republic Trading Group, but we offer everything. If you want 1 ounce American Gold Eagles, today they're running at around 701. Half ounce American Gold Eagles are running at 366. Quarter ounce American Gold Eagles are 189. For $179, you can get British sovereigns, pre-1933, brilliant uncirculated condition. I'd say load up on all the fractional gold you can get your hands on. You ain't going to lose any money. I've always been reluctant to say that. It's almost like a guarantee. As each day passes, as more and more of this information slowly whittles out, we are facing crisis of epic proportion. We are facing a morality crisis. There's nobody that is capable of telling you the truth outside of the alternative media. Listen to the stuff on Fox News and CNBC and CNN. It's garbage on a regular basis.